Padre Pio had a deep, complex personality. He was often misunderstood by others, and even he found parts of himself puzzling. But there was someone who truly understood him. Stay tuned to find out. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's insights are drawn from the book, Padre Pio, The True Story, by Bernard Ruffin. Within his pages, we encounter insights about the profound connection between Padre Pio and his spiritual director, Father Benedetto. Now, if you've been following this channel for some time, you're likely familiar with this name. Well, in today's video, we learn more about Father Benedetto himself, and of course, about the deep relationship he shared with Padre Pio. So let's begin by getting to know Father Benedetto better. Gerardo Nadrella, known as Father Benedetto, was born on March 16, 1872, in the town of San Marco in Lamis, located just 8 kilometers west of San Giovanni Rotondo. At the age of 18, he began his spiritual journey by joining the Capuchin Order. He was ordained as a priest in 1898, at the young age of 26. By the time Father Benedetto reached 35, his deep spirituality and intellect had earned him recognition within the Capuchin community. Consequently, in 1908, he was elected provincial for the Foggia region, a position he held for 10 years. In photographs, Father Benedetto appears as a striking man, his face almost hidden beneath a large black beard. His demeanor carried an air of sternness, and even Padre Pio sometimes characterized him as hard-headed. Now, what I found particularly interesting is that Father Benedetto's influence extended far beyond the borders of the province of Foggia. He wasn't just some provincial situated in a small town preoccupied with bureaucratic work. Rather, he was regarded as one of Italy's foremost theologians. He published 9 books, most of which dealt with mysticism and inner life, earning him the reputation of authority in the field of mysticism. He was a renowned preacher and was often invited to deliver sermons throughout southern and central Italy. Also, he was a teacher of physics and philosophy. And it was precisely within this setting that Padre Pio first met Father Benedetto. From 1905 to 1906, during his formative years, Padre Pio studied under the guidance of Father Benedetto, who was deeply impressed by the young friar's spiritual maturity. It was during this period that Padre Pio's superiors observed his spiritual progress and recognized the necessity for a spiritual director. So, they chose the man whom they considered to be the holiest and most learned in the province, Father Benedetto. Father Benedetto's experience in mysticism made him an ideal mentor for Padre Pio. And it is also worth noting that Father Benedetto himself was a mystic and occasionally received visions and revelations. Although Padre Pio considered him somewhat stubborn, he completely surrendered to his guidance. Father Benedetto insisted that Padre Pio describe in detail all his mystical experiences. He made it plain that all revelations were to be submitted to his judgment. He warned that there was always the danger that such revelations came from natural occurrences, demonic influences, or, as he put it, the very fondness we have for believing what we consider to be revealed. When Padre Pio found himself uncertain about whether he was pleasing God, Father Benedetto encouraged him to place complete trust in his director's judgments, as a blind man trusts the person or dog who leads him. Reflecting on his spiritual trials, Padre Pio later wrote that he could only find peace in the counsel provided by Father Benedetto. Their relationship, however, came to a sudden end in 1921, when Father Benedetto was ordered to stop all correspondence with Padre Pio. Father Benedetto remained faithful to his vows, strictly obeying these orders until his death in the convent of San Severo on July 22, 1942, at the age of 70. In his later years, when questioned whether he had a spiritual director, Padre Pio answered, "I had one, Father Benedetto. But since they took him away from me, I have been without a director." "You have Father Agostino for your confessor, don't you?" asked a fellow friar. To which Padre Pio responded, "Yes, but he doesn't understand me, and I have to carry on trusting in God." End of story. Now, as we conclude our exploration of Padre Pio and Father Benedetto's profound relationship, I want to remind you of a previous video I created titled Padre Pio's Secret for Spiritual Growth. In that video, I delve deeper into Padre Pio's guidance on finding a confessor and spiritual director. If you haven't seen it yet, I encourage you to check it out. You'll find a link in the description below. May the wisdom of Padre Pio inspire and guide you on your path to holiness. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.